Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Depending on your tax bracket, our next guest says your appropriate investment choices can vary dramatically, but they should always be tax efficient. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me again, Mike.
All right, so tell us, first of all, what does tax efficient mean in regards to portfolios?
The biggest thing, different investments are taxed at different rates, short-term versus long-term, stocks versus bonds. When you're talking about this, is what is the haircut or the net to the client or business that's investing?
All right, well, let's get started then. What's recommendation number one?
Well, when we talk about cash and fixed type of things, we like to look at municipal bonds, right, as opposed to taxable bonds. The most taxing of the bonds are going to be your high yield and your emerging market bonds. So they're going to be the most costly as far as the tax haircut.
So if your tax bracket warrants, then take a look at municipal bonds first.
They can be a compelling thing if you're in the upper tax brackets on the federal side, absolutely. The other thing, Mike, that we like to talk about in equities are what's good to hold in a taxable account. And those are going to be your large, your small cap companies or indexes that people invest in now more commonly. The haircut type of things would be your international investments and your emerging markets. They're going to be taxed a little heavier.
And why would they be taxed a little heavier?
The taxation in their country sometimes is higher than here. There's some conversion ratios coming back and forth, and those will offset some gains or losses.
All right. Well, let's keep moving through the portfolio then. What's next?
Good things to own, real assets, right? Publicly traded real estate, some private real estate. It's going to take a little more haircut. Commodities, how they're taxed, sometimes get a pretty good haircut. And from the alternative space, we like liquid alternatives, things that we don't have to wait 10 years for. But they do produce returns from time to time that you can't compete with. But usually those private debt and hedge funds have a pretty healthy tax haircut.
Give us some examples of what some of these are, these private debt type of things. Is this something the average investor can take a look at?
Well, they're starting to come down in minimums, Mike. And so they're also starting to bring out some ETFs in those type of spaces that the retail or the average investor can now start getting into, where that just wasn't the case, let's call it 5, 10 or so years ago.
You have not mentioned cryptocurrencies. Would those fall into these, I'm assuming, alternate investment category?
They could. You know, small percentages into those alts, I'm going to use a number, you know, 2-5% or something like that. But generally, we're not recommending alts in a very large fashion, let's put it that way.
You keep using the word haircut a lot here when we're talking about this. Good versus haircut. So long hair is better.
Well, you generally want to have tax-efficient investing, okay? So if I have tax-efficient investing, I want to have that maybe in my non-qualified portfolio. And the things that are going to take a haircut, those might be more appropriate for IRAs. And so you get your total return, and then you're only paying IRA rates on the way out. So that's one way that you can push, if you will, that haircut sometimes.
And so probably a good idea then would be for someone, in order to get this tax efficiency in their investing, that they should talk to not only a financial advisor, but maybe a CPA as well?
Yes, we totally believe in financial advisors coordinating with CPAs, sometimes even lawyers. And when those minds come together, usually you're going to get a more comprehensive result. Answer that type of thing for your specific situation.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you for your time, Mike, and thanks for having me.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.